Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
I'm NFL linebacker TJ Watt, and this is my personal best. YPB by Abercrombie is the activewear I'm always wearing. That's why I reached out to co-design their latest drop. I worked with designers to create high-performance activewear that holds up to my toughest workouts. Shop YPB by Abercrombie in-store, online, and in the app. Because your personal best is greater than anything.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
All right, so there are more things on the offense I'd like to talk about. Let's just do big picture on the defense, because I know, like, we watched the defense and they gave up a lot of yards on the ground again. Sandman says, when will the D wake up? Already week four. How much bloody longer? I love that. You know, what's funny is, just like last week, I have to be honest with you. Like, I watched the game on the sidelines, on the field. I'm like, man, they're getting gashed again. And then I go and I look at the box score and I'm like, yeah, man, like, the Saints had 4.6 yards a play. The Saints had 298 yards of total offense. Like, it felt like the Bills, like the Saints were moving at will. Third down defense seemed like an issue early in the game. You know what they finished? 5 of 13, 38.5%. And I'm like, I don't know how to wash this in my brain, because, again, maybe the expectations are too high, but in the moment it felt like the defense wasn't playing well. But at the end of the day, they had some really nice numbers actually on that side of the ball.
Yeah, that's the thing with the defense. And that's why when it was happening, I was overly critical of the defense of, like, this is not, I think at one point I said, this is not a Matt Milano, Ed Oliver quick fix. Like, those guys coming back is not going to fix this entire defense. It is just a fundamental problem that their pass rush simply does not get home nearly enough, and they still have major questions pretty much all over their secondary aside from Christian Benford. But then when you peel it back and you go, okay, they gave up 19 points. The thing that was tricky about this game, was that the Saints moved the ball pretty effectively and kind of kept the Bills off the field for a lot, because they averaged like nearly 6 yards a carry. Kamara looked good. Spencer Rattler gashed them a couple times for some runs. So that was the thing that we talked about with this defense of, like, oh, we don't know how they're going to be at stopping the run. In this game, they didn't do great at stopping the run. They got bailed out, though, because the Saints don't really have a passing attack down the field. Like, that's the concern for a team.
Do you know what their yards per pass were?
Oh, it had to be. So, I can tell you, as a fantasy football owner, I had Olave start in a matchup, and Olave, I think, was like their second or third leading receiver, and he pretty much did nothing besides the one touchdown.
The New Orleans Saints.
It's probably Shaheed, right? Was he probably their leading receiver? No.
All right. Well, do you know what their yards per the yards per attempt were for the game for the Saints?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, let me just give this perspective. A low yards per attempt in the NFL is like 5. Like, really, that's a pretty low number. 3.5.
Yeah.
The lowest for the season right now is still over 4 for any team in the league. It has the lowest yards per attempt. 3.5. Saints had no passing game to speak of down the field. And that's why, to me, what concerned me was, you knew they kind of came into the game and couldn't really push the ball down the field. Then just load up and stop the run. And that's why it concerned me that they were still able to run the ball against the Bills. Now, one thing the Saints did, they ran heavy. They ran 13 personnel sometimes. They ran 12 personnel. I think the Bills are going to see that a lot. Just by the nature of the way the Bills are beat, they're a little bit The Bills are built. They're a little bit lighter. Yes, Deion Walker helps there, but that's why now you see Shaq Lawson playing. Shaq Thompson playing a little bit more. I'm sorry, folks. It's 8:43 here on a Sunday. It's been a long day.
Have another cup of coffee.
There you go. Shaq Thompson playing a little bit more, but that was a concern for me of why it wasn't the overall numbers for the run game. Yes, they can be bad, and sometimes you invite that. It was the fact that you kind of knew they couldn't throw anyway, but yet they were still running on you a little too much.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And this is a good comment from Scott a couple minutes ago. He says, our defense were mittens. Can anyone wrap up? I think that's a very valid concern.
Oh, tackling was terrible.
The tackling in this game was terrible, and it turned a lot of situations that could have been favorable into the Saints' direction. Like, there was one where Spencer Rattler kind of broke free, but he should have immediately been taken down by three guys, and he wasn't. And then that turned into a third and one instead of what would have been a third and eight. Their first touchdown that they had, that guy should have been brought down like three separate times by one Taron Johnson, one Terrell Bernard, and one Taylor Rapp, and he ends up scoring a touchdown. So it was just the missed tackles that were consistently there. I think the thing that's the most disheartening part about the defense to me was that for as much of an emphasis as they put on the defensive line, especially the pass rush is still unbelievably average, if not below average. Just not good enough, especially against, like, it's Spencer Rattler, right? This is not somebody who's going to I don't think he has an NFL win yet, right? This is somebody you're supposed to be able to get home against, and they still haven't been able to do that.
It wasn't until they were one-dimensional late in the game and they had to throw the ball.
It was garbage time.
You know, speaking of that, so I'm writing Arrow Up, Arrow Down. I haven't finished it yet, but when I do, I'm going to give Joey Bosa an Arrow Down. I just thought he was not good at setting the edge today. And then he missed a tackle in the backfield. And I think at the very end of the game, he made a play or two. But he forced a fumble, which is nice. I didn't like his game overall. And one of the things that happened was he got yanked out of the game by Ryan Nielsen, I think, after a play where he didn't set the edge. And that caused the Bills to be in flux. And they had to use a timeout, I think, in that situation. So there was a lot of discombobulation out there because of it.
Yeah, honestly, to the Saints' credit, they're fast off, like, their no huddle offense caused some problems for the Bills, like with changing personnel and just the ability that they were able to perform at. And it caused, the one thing I will say too is McDermott took some flack for the timeouts that he took. I don't have issues with the timeouts because they actually ended up saving them in crucial moments.
I mean, they one had 10 them, guys on the field.
One of them was before the two-point conversion where they didn't have enough guys on the field, and they ended up stopping them on the two-point conversion. Another one was on a third down where they ended up getting a stop because of it.
Do you know what happened on that third down? I think, I'm not sure, did he say it in the press conference? Third play. It was after the third play of the second play of the half. I think from the sidelines, and I haven't talked to Sean. We haven't asked him this question. The Saints were going up tempo and the Bills didn't like their personnel. So the Bills called timeout and Sean was complaining, I believe, that the Saints subbed, which meant the Bills should have been able to sub, and they weren't. And so for people mad at Sean McDermott calling timeouts, he's like, wait a minute. Like, we don't have the right personnel because we're supposed to be allowed to sub and you didn't. So they don't have the right personnel. It's third down. The question would be then, would you like the Bills not to call timeout there and go with the wrong personnel? And the Bills are like, we got to call timeout. But he was very upset about that.
Yeah. This goes to your Bosa point. This is a comment from Scott, who's watching on YouTube. Scott, thanks for watching. Bosa is playing too many snaps. I wholeheartedly agree. Mm-hmm. I think the reason that Joey Bosa's play these last couple weeks has dipped a bit is because he's being asked to play too much, even more so than what we originally thought. Like, in the first game, it was like, oh, okay, it makes sense. It's Lamar Jackson. He's your best option. They don't have a real rotation of pass rushers right now. They have three guys, and it's Greg Rousseau, it's Joey Bosa, and it's AJ Epenesa, because they're using Javon Solomon not really as a pass rusher. And, you know, we've had our Landon Jackson conversations before. when Michael Hoyt comes back, I think that that will help both Greg Rousseau and Joey Bosa by simply having them fresher.
Yeah, I agree.
But I have been collectively underwhelmed besides that Jets game with both of them, and even more so Greg Rousseau. They gave Greg Rousseau a big contract extension, and I think he's playing through something a little bit, but it just has not been nearly up to the standard that they need.
I agree with that, and we've had a lot of comments about Rousseau, and he's just not appearing on the stat sheet. Epinesa did late in the game, but they're not getting enough pressure from the edges right now. I do think getting Ed Oliver, I'm not saying it's an end-all, be-all, fix-all.
It'll help.
But Ed Oliver will help because they're going to have to, teams will have to concentrate a little bit more on the interior. Mm-hmm. How about a guy in the interior who is playing really well?
And that
is
Deion
Walker. Deion Walker might be a really, really great find and excellent draft pick for this team the way it's trending.
Deion Walker is trending in a better direction than TJ Sanders is. Now, TJ Sanders did make a couple plays at the end of this game that were like nice pressures and a couple stunts that they ran. So that is a good sign. But Deion Walker has been the more impactful player. And I'm excited to see the Deion Walker, Ed Oliver combination in like obvious pass rush situations, or because it didn't it feel like they've used Deion Walker a little bit more all over in a lot more situations than I think we thought they would. I think they, you know, going into the season, I didn't know what to expect from Deion Walker. They're using him kind of a lot.
I agree. I do think that Michael Hoyt coming back will change that. Maybe Larry Ogunjobi, we don't know. Mm-hmm. I do think that will dictate a little bit more of, you know, who's on the field and who's not. As often as they are. And then obviously we'll talk about the Cole Bishop interception and the play he made, but just overall Cole Bishop, I think he'd play a pretty good game because hey, anytime you have 3 yards a pass, the safeties probably did their job at least. And maybe they didn't have much to do, but boy, all those things Sean McDermott told us about Cole Bishop needing reps, I think are coming to fruition now, right? Cole Bishop getting reps. He's gotten better, it seems like, every game going back to the preseason, and he made the play of the game in this particular contest.
Want a quick little hot Bills take?
Sure.
I think the Bills add a safety at some point in the foreseeable future, whether that's signing somebody or trading for somebody before the trade deadline, and that person will not be replacing Cole Bishop. How about that for a little hot take? Taylor Rapp has been very inconsistent and at times underwhelming for somebody who was like the guy they wrote down on the depth chart in Penn. It was, well, you need Cole Bishop to elevate so he can play alongside Taylor Rapp. I think they need more from the Taylor Rapp position right now. I really do. I think the secondary as a whole, besides Benford, has just been fine. But I don't think I would qualify it as good.
Do you think Trey White was fine today?
I think Trey White was totally fine today. He made a couple nice plays. I know he got rotated out, and it looked like, I think he took, what, two penalties?
It was right after he had his second holding call when he went off and sat a series, and then Dorian Strong came in. Sean McDermott said that was the plan going into the game as it already was. It had nothing to do with anything Trey did wrong. Mm-hmm. And because you heard his name get called for two penalties, I think you go right to, oh, my God, he's got to hold people because he can't hold up with them. But otherwise, he wasn't bad. And he actually, I know that it was more Kamara not making the play, but Trey made the play on fourth down, a huge fourth down stop where he tackled Kamara.
I disagree with this one from Sim Chris, or however you pronounce it. Benford has been meh this season.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think Benford has been meh, and I think he's made some really crucial plays for them. Like even in this game, for example, here's a good situation. It was, I think, 3rd and 10 or something along those lines, and Benford made an open fields tackle to force it at 4th and 2 or 4th and 3, a really nice play. And then on the next play, Kamara kind of slips and Trey White actually coincidentally stops him short, and it's a turnover on downs. And at that point, the Bills kind of won the game. Christian Benford has made several big plays that have kind of fallen under the radar. Like he's not getting interceptions. How about the stop against the Ravens that forced the punt at the end of the game, where the Bills went down the field? Like Christian Benford, open field tackle in that game. I think it was on Rashad Bateman. So like, besides getting beat by DeAndre Hopkins on the one-handed catch, I think Benford has been really, really solid.
Yeah. Sandman, no, they're not moving Trey to safety. Travis White isn't a safety. Think about what, especially strong safety is the way you put it there, but any safety. Think about what safeties have to do, especially in this defense. They have to come up in between the hashes and make tackles, right? I mean, like, it's not the position for him. He's not what he's going to do. So can't see that. I agree with you about Benford and his tackling. That's been a big boost, a big benefit to this team.
Hey, I'm Jeremy White.
And I'm Joe DiBiase.
And we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk.
All Bills, all Sabres, all the time.
Whether it's roster moves, game previews, or breaking news, we've got the insight and info fans want.
Thoughtful analysis, bold opinions, and plenty of Buffalo energy.
We break it all down and have some fun along the way.
Follow and listen to Jeremy and Joe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every weekday.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.